You wouldn't have forgotten the cakes, would you, Jeff?
No, definitely not. There's always cake available.
Morning,
here,
Jeff.
So.
Morning,
Steve. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Not too bad at all on this beautiful sunny day.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Isn't it gorgeous?
And we look towards gardens that are open in Sussex, Surrey, North East Hampshire, with Jeff Stonebanks, who is a representative of the NGS. And with this weather, some fantastic autumn colour in the gardens you're going to offer us, I should think.
I would think there probably is, Joe. Yeah, it looks good. I mean, for what Ian has said, it's going to last for quite a while. So we should be lucky in October. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay then, right. This is going to be the last update for this year, and then the season will start again in February. But on offer then in October are a select few gardens, and I'm sure they'd all say we've saved the best until last. As usual, all of our children in free, unless I state otherwise, and all offer homemade teas. Starting off then on Sunday the 5th of October in Surrey, we've got Albury Park opening from 2 till 5, and Albury is 5 miles southeast of Guildford. Here for just £4, you can visit the fabulous 14-acre pleasure grounds laid out in the 1670s by John Evelyn for the 6th Duke of Norfolk. Visitors will find a quarter of a mile of terraces with fine collection of trees, a lake and a river, which sounds quite amazing. Our second suggestion then for Surrey is Coverwood Lakes, which you can find in Pease Lake Road, Ewhurst, 7 miles southwest of Dorking. Entry here is £5, and here children will pay a £2 entry fee. It'll open on Sunday the 19th between 11 and 4:30. It's a 14-acre landscape garden in a stunning position high in the Surrey Hills with four lakes and a bog garden. It has a selection of fine trees and a 3.5-acre lakeside arboretum. And there's a marked trail through a 180-acre working farm with Hereford cows, calves, sheep and horses. So it sounds fun. OK, next we'll take a look then at North East Hampshire and the Tilney Hall Hotel in Ridge Lane, Rotherwick, which is 3 miles northwest of Hook. It opens the garden gate on Sunday the 5th of October between 10 and 4, and entry is just £4. This is a large garden of 66 acres with extensive woodlands and a fine vista, which is being restored now with new planting. There are fine avenues of Wellingtonias, rhododendrons and azaleas, and an Italian garden, lakes, a large water and rock garden, along with a dry stone wall originally designed by Gertrude Jekyll. So why not go along and see for yourselves? Into my part of the world now with Sussex, where you can offer two gardens, Standon, which is 2 miles southeast of East Grinstead, in West Hoathly Road, which will open on Saturday the 18th of October, between 10 and 5. Admission here is £10.50, and again, there is a charge for children here of £5.25. Standon has an arts and craft inspired garden with spectacular views across the Weirwood Reservoir to Ashdown Forest and beyond, and was created by Mrs. Margaret Beale at the end of the 19th century. The collection of plants that she gathered here were quite unique and of horticultural significance and include many unique plants brought back from the family's travels abroad. There will also be specialist garden tours available that day as well. The second offering in Sussex is the Old Vicarage. It's in the Street Washington, which is 2.5 miles east of Storrington, and it opens on Sunday the 19th of October between 10:30 and 4 p.m. Entry £4.50. This is a 3.5-acre garden set around an 1832 Regency-style house. The front is formally laid out with topiary, a large lawn, mixed border, and to the rear some mature trees dating back to the 19th century. There's also 20-mile views of the North Downs, and you also find a stream and woodland area with log cabin. Been here recently, and they have some fabulous tea and cakes worth sampling as well.
Don't mention cakes. I thought this set me off again.
That then is the final selection then for 2014, Joe, and I hope your listeners have enjoyed the ones we've suggested over the last 9 months. But I would like to very quickly, if I can, take this opportunity and appreciate mentioning that not only have I had the busy year with the NGS, my own garden and my charity fundraising has done quite well, and we've raised £16,000 this year for charity. Ten of that I handed a cheque to Macmillan for £10,000 a couple of weeks ago, and of that total we've now reached 47,000 that we've raised and through the work I've done here. Brilliant. And this year 2,900 of that for the NGS. If I just one final thing, I'd like to publicly thank all those people that have been involved in the work that we've done this year, particularly the 30 garden owners that opened their gardens back in July, the 9 artists that donated work that we raffled for Macmillan, because without them, their many helpers and supporters along the way, it just wouldn't have been possible to raise that amount of money. So a great big thank you to all those people. And if there are any listeners of yours out there that maybe would like to consider opening their garden for the Macmillan Trail next year, they could please get in touch with me on 01323 899-296. That's 01323. 899-296.
I'm surprised you've got the time, to be honest.
Oh, I know. It's quite demanding. But it's rewarding. It's demanding, but it's rewarding. So,
hasn't your dog played quite a big part in the fundraiser? Because I think I've heard he's the real star attraction.
Well, he is the star attraction. But I think Jean thought also that Hector the Tortoise was a star attraction.
Yes, she did like Hector the Tortoise.
She did indeed.
You've got a great website. People can find out why your garden is so sought after by looking at that. Through the seasons, you've got great pictures on there.
I have, yeah. It's www.driftwoodbysea.co.uk.
All right, well, look, I'm sure I'll speak to you before we start to do this again in the new year. But if not, then thank you for all your time and efforts, and enjoy the winter. And we'll speak to you in the new year.
And don't let me be the very first to wish you a very happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. That's sad, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
Joe. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Joe Talbot on BBC Sussex.